You remember when we went over to Sheila and Steve's house that one night for dinner, and Sheila was talking about how she dragged Steve to church?
Yeah, poor Steve.
I mentioned that in the book. His whole problem was he started asking questions.
He followed things through, and nothing made sense.
And so he asked questions.
Right.
It didn't go over too good.
As soon as you start to think about these things, to follow them through, wait a minute, what does this mean? This means that my mother is going to be eternally tormented. As soon as you start to think and you ask start asking really difficult questions, excuse me, Pastor, if what you're saying is true, my son, who was killed in an automobile accident while on a drinking spree, is being eternally tormented right now. Is that true, Pastor? They don't want you to ask that question. Because as soon as you start to ask the question, this is where the rites and the ceremonies kick in. This is where the system does its best. This is where the system takes over to say, that's not a real good question to ask. We're kind of uncomfortable about that. Why don't we sing a song? Why don't we take the offering now? Hey, we could use you to get the picnic together this weekend. And it becomes a just believe what we tell you. It's not good to ask that question. Just believe this and make sure you show up at the picnic. Now, the problem I have with that is it sounds an awful lot like a cult.